Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 before Giants baseball. Well, we've got one of Northern California's favorites, and that is Dustin Pedroia is here from Woodland and with the Red Sox. And how do you like coming home?
It's awesome. It's great. We're lucky when we come back and play the A's a lot, but it's really special coming here playing the Giants because I grew up a huge Giants fan, and a lot of my family and everybody around Woodland's big Giants fans, so it's pretty cool.
Tell us about growing up being a Giants fan. Who were some of your players? You've got the 30th, and now you're too young for this, but the 30th anniversary of the 86 team coming up, Will Clark and Mike Kruko and people like that. But what about your era? Who do you like?
I was a big Will Clark fan, Robbie Thompson, Matt Williams, obviously Barry. I love those guys. I mean, I'd watch all the games, and I try to go outside out in the backyard and try to, hit like Will Clark left-handed and hit like, Matt Williams where he was pulling his shirt up, his arm sleeve. So it was fun. It was always fun rooting for the Giants and watching them.
Aaron Boone, him. He does this imitation every week on Sunday night. He did Bochy the other night coming out to the mound. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty good. That was really good, actually. Yeah.
All right. Dustin Pedroia with us and talking a little bit about early years of Giants baseball. And Robbie Thompson, boy, because you're obviously an outstanding second baseman, an MVP in Arizona State, right?
Yeah.
So many things in your background. And Robbie Thompson was the classic second baseman.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. When he was with the Mariners a few years ago, that was the first time I met him. And I didn't even know what to say. I was like, man, I watched you when I was a kid, and I tried to do everything you did. I always remember how small his glove was, and the way he always ran on and off the field and played the game the right way. So, getting a chance to tell him that was pretty cool, obviously years down the road.
Yeah, he is terrific, and you're right. The little glove, and he backed up very nicely in 1989 and got that last big hop to make the play that won the pennant for the Giants in 89, which was an amazing time. Dustin Pedroia with us. Dustin, playing second base, it's one of those positions that now is under scrutiny because of the sliding rule and all that kind of stuff. What do you think of the rule, and what's it like with a guy bearing down on you at second base?
It's a part of the game. I think the rule's a little different. When you play second, you sign up for guys coming in and breaking up two and trying to, save a run or whatnot. But, the new rule, it's basically, kind of like high school. You just slide directly into the base and you don't want to get anybody hurt or things like that. Before it was a big team aspect of it. If you go in and break up two, guy beats out a double play and you continue the inning, it's important.
So how do you protect yourself? How do you deal with the bag? They always say use the bag to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's what I've always done is use the, I try to stay at the back part of the base and, make sure that my footwork's good. If you're always, using your feet to the throw and things like that, you should be protected. So, I don't really think too much of the new rule. The only way it affects me is the way I slide into second base. I always want to make sure I'm, sliding early and down because the one time you don't and you go past and you get the automatic double play, it's going to hurt your team.
We've had a lot of fun talking to Ron Wotus, the bench coach of the Giants, Woe, and, of course, Joe Panik, and other second basemen say, if the guy ain't getting down, he's going to get one right between the eyes. Ever have one of those situations?
Not really, to be honest with you, because I'm not very tall, so I think guys get down just in fear that I'll throw it over the top and hit them. I think it's obviously the feed dictates what your footwork's going to do and where the ball's at, and you just try to get rid of it the best you can and just protect yourself.
All right, draft day for you, what was it like? How did it happen? And I don't know, maybe you want to be drafted by the Giants. What did you want and what happened?
I remember we just got done in college and we were in our coach's office and we were following it on the internet. They didn't do the thing like they do now on TV. So I was just looking forward to any kind of opportunity. I didn't really care who drafted me or anything like that. I was just excited to be drafted, and I was fortunate enough that the Red Sox picked me. They didn't have a first round pick, and they took me in the second round. So it was a great opportunity for me to go play, and worked out great.
When you saw the wall, what did you think? Come on, you're a kid who grew up in Candlestick and the winds and all this stuff. What did you think?
I couldn't wait to start hitting, that's for sure. No, but the first time, I mean, getting back there and seeing a game, it was pretty cool. I mean, I never experienced East Coast baseball, and it's, you know, it's 162 one game. You know, they seventh game of the World Series in every game that they play. So it's been a blast, and I enjoy every day out there.
Dustin Pedroia, nice to have you with us from Woodland, of course, MVP in the American League. Do you follow, there's so many columnists that travel with the team. You got talk radio in Boston. And look, we got KNBR here, and I know your family listens to KNBR, but what's it like in Boston? What's the radio like?
It's a little different. I mean, they need to talk about something. So, to be honest with you, though, after my first couple years, I mean, I didn't listen. I don't read anything. I don't listen to anything. It's more. You know, I'm trying to show up every day and do my job the best I can and get better every day. And I don't pay much attention to what people think of me. You know, I just care about what my teammates think of me.
Yeah. All right. Now, you don't get cheated at the plate. Let me tell you something. You take a swing, and I don't care what the count is. You take a swing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very big, so to generate power, you have to let it go. So, I mean, that's been my approach since I was a little kid, so really? Got to keep it going.
Yeah, what do you tell people? Now, look, you tell me your height and weight. I won't guess it. This isn't a carnival here, but, yeah, you'll explain it. But what do you tell people your size?
I'm like 5'8", 165, 170 pounds.
What do you tell people?
That's usually what I tell them.
Well, I mean, what are you telling about a kid? A kid who's listening and says, I'm playing high school. I want to be like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, in baseball, it doesn't matter size or strength or anything like that. I mean, you can find ways to be a good player. And, if you work at it, you'll continue to get better. The more games you play, the better you get. So, it's just a matter of going out there and getting better.
Yeah. So you do tell the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, he's not 6'4". All right, but a guy who is a big guy on your team is David Ortiz, and you are one of the guys who's played a lot with him, World Series champion, and look, we love to listen to you and get your input on it. What is David Ortiz like?
Oh, he's first class. I mean, he's obviously the numbers he's put up over the years and what he's done, for this organization and the city is... It's unbelievable, but he treats you the way he treats you. It makes him even more special. I mean, he treats everybody, with respect, cares about them as a person, and that's the part that when he retires after this year, I think that's the most important part we're gonna miss.
Yeah, as a hitter though, isn't it incredible to watch what he's doing?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think once he announced that he's retiring at the end of the year, I think every at bat he goes up there with the freedom of this is the this is the last at bat I'm going to get here in San Francisco. So he has fun. And I think if you're playing the game and having fun, your talents will come out.
Well, as I said when we were walking up from the clubhouse today, I looked in the notes. It said, the leading hitter all time in interleague play, Dustin Pedroia. Come on, you're the worst. They don't like to see you in the National League here.
Maybe a little bit of it's luck, but we'll take it. I mean, I think it's fun competing in interleague. I mean, you don't get a chance. The only chance you get to see these guys is on, when you're watching TV and stuff. They're not like in our division or in the American League. So you don't get a chance to play against them a lot. So I think it's pretty fun when you get a chance to play against some of these guys. I mean, it's the best of the best.
Boston Red Sox, and this is the first time I've seen Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley. And, boy, Mookie Betts really impressed me, the power. Another guy, not big guy, Jackie Bradley, not a big guy. You guys look like a high school team, but, man, you guys can hit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, a lot of the guys can play the game the right way. I mean, it's not just hitting. The way they run the bases, the way they play defense, the way they throw. They're guys that can impact the game in a lot of different ways, and that's when you have a good team.
What's your biggest thrill in baseball? Of course, an MVP season. You've been a postseason hero as well. What's the biggest thrill for you?
Winning the World Series. The two that I've been fortunate enough to be, the teams that I've been on is, that's your goal. Every year is to come out and try to do all you can to help your team win the last game of the year, and it's extremely hard to do. And that's what everybody strives for every year.
I'm sure you'd like to be like Johnny Pesky and have your whole career at the Boston Red Sox. But do you ever think maybe of when it ends being a Giant?
No. I mean, I don't think that. I mean, the Red Sox gave me an opportunity to play, and I want to do all I can to make sure that I play every year for them. And you know, kind of pay them back for giving me a chance.
All right. You still follow Bay Area sports, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when Giants are on at night, you know, a West Coast game out, and we're done, I'll watch them.
Yeah. How about Tom Brady or the Niners?
I'm a Niners fan. I love the Patriots are my second team. I love Tom, but you know, I'm always a Niners fan.
All right, Dustin, nice to have you on. As I said, a lot of fans wanted to hear you, and congratulations on another good year. And maybe we'll see you. Hey, how about that? What about World Series, Giants and Red Sox? How about that?
That'd be a blast. That'd be fun.
All right. Get the tickets ready, Dustin. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.